This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Later this week, the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee vote on the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. We may be treated to more of the antics that took place during the confirmation hearings. If so, that will provide yet one more reason why the Senate leadership should get rid of the confirmation hearings. Even when there aren't all the theatrics, the confirmation hearings aren't very helpful. This time you had Democrats ask Judge Kavanaugh essentially the same questions over and over about abortion and guns. He wasn't going to give conclusive answers no matter how many times you repeated the question. All of that goes back to what some have called the Ginsburg rule established by Senator Joseph Biden back when Ruth Bader Ginsburg appeared before the committee. Republicans and Democrats can debate whether the so-called rule should apply, but we all know that the nominee isn't going to answer specific questions. And it's worth noting that most of the senators asking questions already made up their minds, even though that didn't stop many of them from complaining that they only had a half a million documents. Another obvious reason for ending these hearings is the fact that they have been the occasion for lots of political grandstanding. Senators Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, and Richard Blumenthal provided numerous examples of political posturing and media manipulation. But it was more than just the interruptions and motions to adjourn. Once the hearings got underway, we had to listen to speeches by each and every member of the committee. Very few were even worth remembering. Most were forgettable and irritating. Finally, we need to acknowledge that the confirmation hearings have become a circus, with apologies to people who work in a circus. On the first day of the hearing, 70 were arrested. It didn't get much better the rest of the week, and outside you had people dressed in costumes yelling and screaming. I'm ready to eliminate these Senate hearings, and I suspect many Americans agree with me. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From Universal 1440, Unbroken, Path to Redemption, the rest of World War II hero Louis Zamperini's true story, now playing rated PG-13.